AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Wild games in both the NBA and NHL playoffs on Tuesday. None more wild than what happened at Madison Square Garden. Tom Marion fills us in on Philadelphia and New York.
The 76ers pulled off a miracle victory to save their season by beating the Knicks 112-106 in overtime. The Sixers were down 6 with less than 30 seconds remaining. Tyrese Maxey then hit a three-point shot and a free throw when he was fouled on the play. After Josh Hart split a pair of free throws, Maxey responded with a 34-foot three-pointer to tie the score at 97 and force overtime.
My mind right there was just find a way to survive. Like I said, our season's on the line. I mean, like, you know, I trust my work. I trust what I've done all my life, and, you know, just try to get to a spot and raise up and knock a shot down.
Maxey hit another three-pointer in OT that launched a 9-0 Philly run and staved off elimination. He finished with 46 points. Jalen Brunson scored 40 for New York, which still leads the series 3-2.
And we move now west to Cleveland, where Dave Ferry has the details on the Cavaliers and Orlando.
The Cavaliers have taken a 3-2 lead in their first round series by holding off the Magic 104-103. Donovan Mitchell had a team-high 28 points for the Cavs, including two free throws with 3.2 seconds left.
My biggest thing is just stay even-keeled throughout. You know what I mean? You could easily tuck your head and say, all right, this is what's happening, but... You know, just keep putting pressure on it. Keep finding ways. And, you know, I'm going to be better, but, you know, the fourth quarter, that's my time to step up.
Orlando forward Franz Wagner's layup was blocked by Evan Mobley in the closing seconds, making meaningless Paolo Banchero's three-pointer in the final second. Banchero scored 16 of his game-high 39 points in the fourth quarter. Darius Garland finished with 23 points, and Mobley had 14 with 13 rebounds. Game 6 is Friday in Orlando.
And while the first two games were nail-biters, that wasn't the case in Milwaukee, where Chuck Freeman was courtside for the Bucks and Indiana.
The Bucks sent a skeleton crew out to face the Pacers and ended up staying alive in the series with a 115-92 win in front of their home crowd. The Bucks did not have their two top players, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Still, the Bucks made do with Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis, each pouring in 29 points. The Bucks used a 16-2 run in the second quarter to take a 5-point halftime lead, and they turned it on in the second half, outscoring the Pacers 34-19 in the third quarter to make the game a blowout. Tyrese Halliburton had 16 for the Pacers.
From the hard court, we go to the ice, and we begin in Boston, where Geffen Kuba took in the Bruins and Toronto.
The Maple Leafs aren't done yet after staving off elimination with a 2-1 Game 5 road win over the Bruins. Despite star Austin Matthews being sidelined with an illness, Toronto still found a way as Matthew Nyes scored 2:26 into overtime to break the 1-1 tie.
Gosh, you black out a little bit, you know. I was just so excited and so happy, and you know, I think what brought me more joy was to see the faces of my teammates and, you know, how much they wanted to, you know, keep playing.
Jake McCabe's one-timer just inside the blue line opened the scoring 5:33 in. Trent Frederick tied it 8.5 minutes later. Joseph Woll made 28 saves for the Leafs. Jeremy Swayman stopped 31 shots for Boston, which holds a 3-2 series lead.
And down the East Coast, we go to Carolina, where Dennis Cox was for the Hurricanes and the New York Islanders.
The Carolina Hurricanes scored twice in an 8-second span in the third period to defeat the New York Islanders 6-3, winning their opening round series of the Stanley Cup playoffs 4-1. Forward Seth Jarvis said the leadership for Carolina kept the team focused going into the final period.
They made sure we knew what was at stake and just came out in the third and executed.
Trailing 3-1 after the first, the New York Islanders scored twice in the second period to tie the score going into the third. Jack Drury scored the game-winning goal at 4:36 of the final frame, with Stefan Nason scoring 8 seconds later, while Jarvis added an empty netter late. The Hurricanes will face the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Meanwhile, north of the border, Colorado eliminated Winnipeg 6-3, and Nashville still alive after edging Vancouver 2-1. The crazy day and night in baseball, that's coming up next. Turning to baseball, there are lots of delays in Major League Baseball, but a new one popped up in Arizona Tuesday night as the Dodgers and Diamondbacks game was held up for a couple of hours because of a swarm of bees. They finally cleared it up, and Arizona got a walk-off game-winning home run, winning it 4-3 in 10 innings. Elsewhere, National League, the Mets doubled up the Cubs 4-2, San Diego 6-4 over Cincinnati, and Miami snapped a 7-game skid 7-6 over Colorado. American League, Minnesota upped its win streak to to 9 with a 6-5 victory over the White Sox. Baltimore doubled up the Yankees 4-2, Kansas City 4-1 over Toronto, and Houston edged Cleveland 10-9. Interleague action, a bench-clearing brawl in Milwaukee's 8-2 victory over Tampa, Boston shutting out San Francisco 4-zip, Seattle 3-2 over Toronto, Oakland 5-2 over Pittsburgh, Texas 7-1 over Washington, St. Louis and Detroit. They split a doubleheader, and Philadelphia 7-5 over the Angels. And more bad news for those Angels, as Mike Trout will be out at least a month with a torn meniscus in his left knee. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.